Welcome to BrandonVaught.com, where today I get to talk with my good friend Teresa Tomeo. Teresa is a popular Catholic speaker, a best-selling author. She's also the host of the daily morning radio program Catholic Connection, which is produced by Ave Maria Radio. But her latest book, and the one that we're going to be talking about today, is called God's Bucket List: Heaven's Surefire Way to Happiness in This Life and Beyond. It was just produced by Image, and it's a memoir of sorts where Teresa recounts 8 different things that God wants you to accomplish to achieve happiness. Now, before we begin talking about the book, Teresa, I wanted to thank you for joining me for the interview and to welcome you.
Well, hi, Brandon. Good to talk to you again, and you do such great work, and this is a lot of fun. I love talking to a fellow author and a fellow media expert who gets it, so it's great to be with you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Now, in the introduction to the book, you admit that it wasn't until about a few years ago that you even heard the phrase bucket list. There was a popular movie with that title, and so let's begin. I'm sure there's many people unfamiliar with it. What is a bucket list, and why does it matter?
Well, a bucket list is actually something, and I did the research on this and looked into some background. It's something that came out, I guess, from the whole idea of not only the movie, but it's based back in something that was done here in the United States and elsewhere around the world many, many years ago, a couple of centuries ago, when they would be coming to hanging people for a crime. Oftentimes, they would have them stand on a bucket. It sounds very morbid and very gruesome, but then, of course, to make sure that the person was going to, expire quickly for their crime, they would kick the bucket out from underneath them. And so, hence, the name bucket list came about, meaning that we want to do something before we, quote-unquote, kick the bucket. So that's one of the explanations for where the bucket list idea came from. The other is, of course, in the movie itself, that they developed it from that idea of kicking the bucket. And so there are things that we need to do this bucket list before we die. And I actually liked the movie. I thought it was good, and I thought the way it started out with Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman was more of a materialistic type of an idea where we have to do all these things. Both men were struggling with cancer. If you remember the book, they became friends when they met in the hospital. And so they wanted to do all these exciting things and jump out of a plane and, go to the Great Wall of China and on and on and on. But as their relationship grew as friends, they realized there were many more important things in life. So that sense of the movie I thought was good. And it got me thinking about how so many people after that movie started treating a bucket list as very temporal items to put on a list. In other words, to do the same thing, go to the Great Wall of China, jump out of a plane. But they kind of, I think, missed that whole theme that was in the movie, that there are bigger and more important things in life. And I know in my own life, I did have a bucket list. I didn't call it a bucket list. I called it a list of goals. And for the longest time, I hadn't included God in that list. And that's where a lot of the problems in my life came about. So that's where I thought about, if God could design and has designed us a bucket list, shouldn't we know about it? And should we want to see what God has put on that list? So that's how the idea for the book came about. And that's a little bit of background about your original question regarding a bucket list.
Now, many of us, just like you, have our own list of goals and accomplishments, our own bucket list. But then we look at the Bible or the church's teaching and say, well, God might have a slightly different plan for our lives. It's easy to think that these two bucket lists are in competition with one another, that if I follow one, it means I have to reject the other. What's the secret to overcoming this tension and aligning our bucket list with God's?
Well, I think there really is no secret. I guess it's a secret if you look at it from the world's perspective, but it's really pretty simple. Everything comes through a relationship with God. We have to have that personal relationship with Christ, and Christ designed us. He knows who we are. He created us. We were formed in the womb. He knew us before we were formed in the womb. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans not to harm you, plan to give you hope in the future." So if we call ourselves believers or Christians, wouldn't we want to find out what the creator of everything, including us individually, he knows us, every hair on our head is counted, as scripture says. Wouldn't it be best to see, maybe God has an even better list for me? I think the problem is that we both in the church, both Protestants and Catholics, have not done a good enough job of explaining that God is not a God of limitations, but he is a God of endless gifts and blessings and abundance. And so we have, I think, thwarted or really twisted this whole idea of this giving that God has. He wants us in John 10:10 to live the abundant life. But in order to do that, we have to first know what true life in him is.
Now, your book outlines, as I mentioned, 8 principles that help us to live out God's bucket list, and they include things like live with stillness and live with instruction. But one of the ones I found most intriguing was you said live in the mess. What do you mean by this?
Well, it's a very tough chapter for some people, and I'm glad you asked me about that because I think it's one of the most important in the book. Because everyone in this life, it doesn't matter, you know, if we're Catholic, if we're Protestant, we're atheist, no matter what we believe or don't believe, everyone in this life is going to suffer. It's not if, it's when. We're going to have some sort of experience that's going to be painful because we live in a fallen world, and that's just inevitable. But the important thing is, how do we deal with it, and what do we learn from it? The Catholic Church has so many beautiful teachings and has such a great understanding in theology on suffering, because, of course, we look at the greatest suffering, the greatest sin, Jesus being crucified. It's the salvation of the world. And so we have this beautiful theology that when you understand suffering and you embrace it, you can learn from it, you can grow from it, and great things can come out of it. God will always take an evil, if we allow him to, and turn it into good, Romans 8:28. And so what I do in this chapter is I walk through some teachings on suffering, what the church has to say about it, and I also talk about suffering in my own life and how if I hadn't gone through those downtimes, I would not be where I am today in my marriage, in my ministry, and certainly not in my relationship with God. So I'm really trying to get people to understand that, okay, probably very few of us are going to be like the great saints who asked for suffering, like St. Teresa of Avila, who's one of my favorites. I'm so not ever going to be in that category. I think I can pretty much be sure I could say that. But I think we can learn from them in the sense that when you go through it, it can be something to get us closer to God, to join in Christ's sufferings, as St. Paul talks about. But it can also be something that can help not only us, but other people. And in the chapter, I highlighted some folks that I've come across in my years as a Catholic journalist who had a suffering, had a misery, and turned it into a ministry. So it really is helping people understand that when you get to a difficult time in your life, obviously we don't want it, it's uncomfortable, it hurts, but say, okay, Lord, this is happening to me right now, this is what life has dealt me, how should I deal with it, what can I learn from it, and how can I help other people?
And the final principle in your book to help us align our lives with God's bucket list is to live like you're loved. What does this mean and why is it important?
Well, you know, one of the things that brought me to write this chapter was the experience I have in dealing with so many women at women's conferences. I speak at women's conferences every year, did several of them this year, but I'm starting off the back, I'm going to be speaking in Phoenix, and I'm going to be doing a women's conference in Illinois, then in Cincinnati, and in other areas, and in Rochester, New York as well. And when I encounter women, I think probably because of artificial birth control and because of abortion and because of how we've been objectified so much by the culture. Not that men aren't affected, because they are, but for me as a woman, having gone through all that myself, I never had an abortion, but I was contracepting for a while and I was very affected by the culture. We carry an awful lot of baggage and we do not see ourselves as daughters of God, daughters of the King. And so I want people to know, if they get one thing out of this book and one thing out of all of my talks, is that you are loved. You are loved because God created you, just because you are, because he wanted you to be here and you wouldn't be here without him. And to try to slowly walk them through this amazing love that God has for us. If people would just even get a little bit of that and understand how much God wants what's best for us, it changes their attitude, it changes relationships, it changes their whole approach to life. And so I walk them through my own experience of how I really realized that God loved me.
Excellent. Well, thanks again for joining me, Teresa. I encourage everyone to pick up Teresa's new book called God's Bucket List, published by Image Books. Teresa, where can people go online to find out more about you, the book, and your radio show?
Well, the best thing to do for the book is to go to a website that we've established just for the book. It's called godsbucketlist.com, really easy. And to find out more about Catholic Connection, they can go to either AveMariaRadio.net or my homepage, which is TeresaTomeo.com.
Wonderful. And thanks for tuning in. For more interviews, articles, book reviews, and more, check out my website, BrandonVaught.com. Thank you.
Thanks, Brandon.